There have been a couple of firsts for the Alaska Folk Festival in recent years. Last year was the first time it's been canceled due to COVID. This year, it's the first time the festival has gone completely virtual. With COVID restrictions making the typically Juneau-based gathering too risky, festival organizers got creative. They tapped longtime Folkfest participants Caitlin Warbelow and her partner Chris Ranney to help. The pair developed a company called Tune Supply after their show business gigs dried up due to the pandemic lockdown. Tune Supply takes individual video recordings and assembles them into a long virtual stream. Artists from around the state, country, and globe were able to submit videos to be part of this year's lineup. Juneau musician Taylor Vidic, who has performed all over the state, including Skagway, is one of the MCs for the streaming show.
So I was given a mega script of the evening, and throughout the first hour and a half or so, I'm introducing some 25 acts.
Skagway's new twin is booked for Friday, April 9th show. They're performing a brand new song, All Night Forever.
They fell asleep in the backseat, lit up, burned out. It's summer now and I'm 17, with a hard head zombie. Francis is drunk and she's starting a fight.
Also sharing the virtual stage is Skagway's Adelia Deach, the Sundews from Hoonah, bands from Arctic Circle, Fairbanks, Anchorage, all over the lower 48, and Alden and Julius, a duo that's part Juneau and part Sweden. Technology makes their performance possible.
That's what's so cool is they found a way for people to perform together. And so you see folks, they've recorded their set or their pieces with headphones in because they're listening to their counterpart play their part from wherever else they are in the world, and then Tune Supply has put the two videos together, so we have collaborations happening all over the world.
One act, Annie Hopper from Black Rapids in Interior, Alaska, played an original song in an ice cave in the Eastern Alaska Range during Thursday night's performance. She's booked for a second performance during Saturday's show as well.
We were watching and we're like, is that a backdrop? That can't be real. She has a microphone with a cord. How is she getting power? What? And then what's fun is that while you watch the concert on YouTube, there's a live stream of the comments off to the right. And Tune Supply chimed in and they said, oh, she's absolutely in an ice cave near her property.
Thursday night's show is available for viewing on the YouTube channel. One of the highlights of that show for the Upper Lynn Canal was Skagway's Pink Bandera and the D performing Look at Miss Ohio by Gillian Welch. The weekend festival runs from 9 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Saturday and from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Sunday. The daytime broadcasts will feature guitar and dance workshops with concerts starting at around 6:30 p.m. You can download a program of events at akfolkfest.org, which has links to the YouTube channel that can be streamed at any time. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.